Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris is this afternoon met with the Gardaí Commissioner Drew Harris and Minister for Justice Helen McEntee. And in a social media post, the Taoiseach said, "Supporting the Gardaí in their work will always be a priority for me as Taoiseach." Well, for more on this now, I'm joined by Sinn Féin TD Pa Daly and Fine Gael Senator Barry Ward. You're both very welcome to the programme. An awful lot of interest and coverage on roads policing. I'm sure that was top of the agenda at that meeting, Barry Ward.
Yeah, I wasn't at the meeting, but I understand it was constructive and the Commissioner had an opportunity to brief the Taoiseach on all the Gardaí are doing at the moment. But the reality is we all know that the statistics we've heard in relation to road deaths so far this year have been shocking and tragic. And I'm glad that the Commissioner has, I think... Got a handle on it and knows what they're going to do about that. But we can't have as a starting point the idea that it's the guard's fault when road traffic fatalities or accidents go up. There's so many factors that come into it, and we know...
So who's responsible?
Well, there's a whole number of factors. I mean, engineering is a part of it, as we know. So the conditions of the roads, the conditions of the junctions, there are accident blocks around the country that need to be dealt with. There are other driver education. We know that driver behaviour has disimproved since COVID. Weather has a factor, the condition of cars has a factor. There are so many things that have a bearing.
It's very interesting you pointed to those factors, because we now know from Morty's Primetime's programme last night that engineers can't get data to fix those black spots because the government hasn't fixed a loophole on GDPR, a problem, anomaly with GDPR. And driver behaviour, even the minister himself, Jack Chambers, says that enforcement has collapsed.
Well, enforcement is the last part of it, but I don't accept that, nor do I accept, for example, that... Don't accept that enforcement has collapsed. In fact,
well, that's what the minister said.
I know, but I don't agree with them on what I'm saying.
He's wrong.
I don't agree with them. I mean,
really?
It's not for me to say whether he's wrong or not, but I don't agree with them. And I don't think
the minister in charge of this doesn't know what he's saying.
Well, the minister in charge of the Gardaí is Minister Helen McEntee, and I've spoken to her today about this. She is very concerned about this. She has liaised with the commissioner. There is huge strength, and I can tell you, for example, over the Easter weekend, 5,000 checkpoints took place around this country where 5,000 people were tested at checkpoints for drug and alcohol, for example. Half as many again were detected for speeding. That's just over the Easter bank holiday weekend. So the guards are out there. And it's important to remember that in terms of roads policing, it's the responsibility of the entire force. Mm. And it's done, for example, 75% of those checks are done by ordinary Gardaí, whereas on the overall roads policing...
There's 100 fewer Gardaí road police than this year than there was last year. There are fewer drivers disqualified, and you say that enforcement isn't an issue.
No, first of all, the minister said that enforcement had collapsed. That's patently not true and not correct in my view. But in fact, in relation to the roads policing unit, there's a competition ongoing, and you will see more Gardaí going into that just next month. So if you pick a moment in time, you might be able to say things like that. But as I say, enforcement is just one part of the picture here. The issue you raised about GDPR, for example, the Data Protection Commissioner doesn't think there's any basis in which that information shouldn't be shared.
But that could have been fixed in 2022 when Hildegard Nocton said it would
be. I'm not sure that it needs to be fixed, Cormac. If the Data Protection Commissioner is telling us that there isn't a GDPR issue, then why is that information not being...
Why isn't it then?
The RSA is the agency, which is not the government.
Why hasn't the government knocked heads together?
Well, I think it should, but this is a matter that has come to light particularly, and I know it was on the Prime Time programme.
You're coming on to tell us that the Minister in charge of roads policing under Helen McEntee is wrong, and you're telling us that the government should be doing stuff when they're not.
What I'm saying is I don't accept that enforcement is an issue. We have a very robust enforcement regime, and I see it in the courts all the time. I'm also saying that if somebody is claiming that enforcement has collapsed, that's not correct. But I'm also saying that enforcement is just a small piece of the jigsaw.
Let me bring in Pa Daly of Sinn Féin here. At the very least, you could say, with the diktat from the Gardaí Commissioner, Pa Daly, of that every uniform Gardaí will do 30 minutes on roads policing per shift, and also that they're aiming to have 75 extra road police by the end of this year, they're making progress. They're aiming to make progress. You'd accept that?
Well, I suppose anything is welcome, particularly if it's showing a renewed focus on the extraordinary high number of deaths that have happened this year, the first 3 months of this year. But if you're a guard and you're working the 12-hour shift on the regular, realistically, you're already doing half an hour of road policing work. And I always found when I was in the courts that the people that were coming before the court for drink driving, drug driving, no insurance, those kind of offences, many of them were taken up by the regular guards. But
so what do you think needs to happen?
If there is going to be increased visibility on the street, well, that's a good thing. We were calling, not only should there be more visibility on the streets with Garda Reserve in the towns and cities, but also if there are extra guards in rural areas and on country roads, that will not only have a deterrent for people who are driving in inappropriate ways,
yeah, so you but also that. They so would what else increase criminality.
Well, you mentioned numbers in relation to roads policing in the last year, and in a PQ which was released to our transport spokesperson Martin Kenny, in 2017 there were 623 roads policing guards, and this year to date there are 627. So while the population has gone up by hundreds of thousands in that time, there is only four extra roads policing, and that's on Fine Gael's watch. They have obviously had the Justice Ministry since 2011.
You have to wait for recruitment, don't you? And as they're recruited, the Gardaí are saying they'll be allocated to roads.
Yeah, there is and there has been a serious problem with recruitment and retention. We all know that there's a six-year high last year in the amount of guards who are retiring or resigning. There's a whole load of different reasons for that. You know, the housing issue can be one difficulty in recruiting into the Gardaí, but it has been 319 were retiring back in 2017.
Do you have any
519.
Solutions?
So there are a lot of different ways that you can address this. First of all, you know, you have extra guard reserve people coming in. You do something about the retirement age. You sort out the allowances. But also, I think something that hasn't been looked at so far, and we're speaking to senior Gardaí about this, is no matter what you do, there is a limit to the amount of new guards that can come into Templemore. We went there with the Justice Committee in November, and while it's very professional, some people within senior ranks of the Gardaí are calling for another, either a hybrid training model or another training centre.
That'll take years. Does anybody, either yourself, Barry Ward, or Pat Daly, have a solution to increase enforcement on our roads and stop the fatalities today?
You have to look at a long-term approach to it, as well as taking short-term.
But the road deaths are going in the wrong direction now.
They are, and look, there has been a problem for the last 13 years, really.
So what do you do now?
With the number of people, you get more people in, you increase recruitment, retention. You have a task force to see why so many guards are retiring over the last number of years. Why has it gone up by 200 extra Gardaí since 2017?
Okay, so that's what you would do. Barry Ward, do you have confidence in the RSA?
The first question you asked was about what we do.
On the RSA question first.
I mean, yes, I have confidence in the RSA. I still think there are improvements that need to be made, particularly in terms of, for example, where somebody is disqualified from driving, taking swift action on that. I don't accept, and I'm not exactly sure where it is in terms of this data sharing, but there is no basis to my mind in law why data shouldn't be shared, particularly with local authorities, the very bodies that are going to fix the engineering difficulties on the roads.
The government could sort that then, if there was no problem, share the data.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm saying, that's what should happen.
But the problem, why hasn't this been done? You bring this up again. This issue was first highlighted in 2022. Hildegard Nocton, your colleague in Fine Gael, said that she'd look into it and sort it out. It's still a live issue.
But my understanding is the Data Protection Commissioner, who is the best arbiter of whether there's a data protection issue or not, has said that there isn't an issue and the RSA should be sharing those details. I watched the primetime programme last night, in which the RSA was saying that they are sharing the data, but obviously not enough. And as somebody who is a former member of a local authority in Dunleary-Rath Down myself, I know how important it is that the council knows where those black spots are, what the issues are, and goes about fixing
and
them.
Fatal accidents occur at black spots.
Yeah.
And they need to be engineered out of the road system.
That's exactly it.
And if data isn't shared, so that can happen,
but Cormac, we
have a serious problem. And I don't know who's responsible here.
We do have a problem every time somebody dies in the roads, every time there is a serious accident on the roads. That's a problem. It's a family, it's a community that is devastated by it. It is important to note that we have per head of capita amongst the lowest accident rate and the lowest fatality rate in the European Union. Union. That was established by the European Court of Auditors, but that's cold comfort to people. And what I know Helen McEntee and the Taoiseach and the Garda Commissioner are absolutely committed to addressing this current spike in road fatalities.
Two years later, we had made huge progress.
And we had made huge progress. In 2015, we had gotten to the lowest number of deaths ever per head of capita in this country. So there was huge progress made. It has been eroded now.
But as I say, it's
in 2015 when we reduced it, yes, it was
Pat Daly.
But can I just
Pat Daly back in? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, there was talk about a dashcam portal, so that if you have dashcam footage of dangerous driving, that portal was supposed to be open this year. It hasn't been opened yet. Now they're talking about next year before it'll be open. And also the GDPR issue, which was raised at the primetime show last night, that is across the country and it needs to be sorted out by whoever, whether it's the minister or the RSA. If there has been a problem with even burglary cases in Kerry, for example, on the Joint Policing Commission, they cannot say how many aggravated burglaries there have been in a particular county if it's below a certain rate because it may identify people. I mean, that's complete rubbish.
The bottom line here, surely, is that if anyone is travelling on the roads and they know for sure, for certain sure, on the main road networks, especially the black spots, that there will be a Garda presence, then they'll slow down. Isn't that the common... And let me read you one text here from one listener who says, I'm in a HGV, this is from Joe, on the road from Ballydesmond to Scarta Glen, and the driving is frightening. Passing on bends and on continuous white lines, it's scary. There aren't enough Gardaí on the roads, Barry Ward.
But first of all, Cormac, you can't have a guard on every road at every unbroken white line. But you can't do that. And the responsibility for bad driving lies with the bad driver. And that's what I started at the very outset of this, Cormac. I said you cannot have as your starting point that it's the guard's fault that there are increased road deaths. There are so many pieces to this puzzle.
But the police numbers have plummeted.
No, they have not plummeted. Pat was complaining that there were four more in the Garda roads policing this year than last year.
If you look at the figures,
and we know
they
there's a competition coming
since 2009.
Next year.
That's a fact.
No, it's first of all, 2009.
There was four more from 2017 to 2024.
Yeah, but the point is, they have not.
In the last 7 years.
The point that I'm making is, it is not accurate to say that they've plummeted.
It is.
But what's more important than that, Cormac, is that roads policing is not just the job of the roads policing unit. There are specialist units that deal with particular areas, but every Garda takes responsibility. Every guard who's out there in a squad car, in a uniform, on a bike, on the side of the road, takes responsibility for dealing with traffic and with roads policing. But the point that I'm making is that's just one part of the jigsaw puzzle. Engineering, driver behaviour, drink and alcohol, the education of people in driving, understanding where the risks lie, improving, and the RSA has a role in this in terms of driver licensing.
The population has increased by hundreds of thousands. The number of people on the roads has increased by hundreds of thousands. Yet the amount of guards and roads policing has only gone up by four. And a lot of the time, and around the county of Kerry in the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that funding that has been put in for the N86 between Aunascall and Lisboa, the bad bends there, funding has been pulled for that. It wasn't given outside Glenbey.
I'll give you a list of other places where funding has been done to do it.
They are all areas where very dangerous parts of the road, funding has been pulled. Where the money has gone, we're not so sure, but these dangerous roads has not been sorted out. And again, you're going back to Fine Gael having been in charge of justice.
What you're going back to is the fact that Sinn Féin wants to pin
Thirteen years, and these the number of guards who are there, and to have increased visibility, to have a deterrence effect, and also to enforce, that has not increased.
Barry Ward.
I just think it's really regrettable that PAS seeks to lay the blame at the guards, for example, or at the pulling of funding, and I can pick as many projects where funding has been given to fix road problems as PA can to say where it's been funding. In fact, I'd say there's vastly more that have been fixed, and there's progress being made always in that direction. But let's be honest about it. You and I both know this is a complex problem. There are many moving parts. It's not just the guards. It's not just the engineering of the roads. There's many other parts that need to be solved as well. And until that happens, we won't be able to achieve the government's target of zero road deaths.
The point has been made about the engineers not having the facility to fix roads, whereas I'm giving you examples of where roads funding, which was identified by local engineers, having come up on the TLI numbers of a large number of accidents, and The Ballet Desmond, the Scarta Glen Road that the texter is talking about as well, has a series of bad bends in that area also, and that's the type of roads that the submissions have been made, but the funding has been pulled for some strange reason.
Some of the text before we finish. Alan in Wicklow says, the reality is some drivers engage in aggressive behaviour on the roads. I adhere to the speed limits. Motorists constantly tailgate my car. They overtake dangerously, pull in sharply on the approach to bends and junctions, says Alan. Another, at a basic level, the amount of people habitually breaking red lights has become standard. It's only a matter of time before someone is killed at traffic lights. Sheila says, if the RSA released geolocated collision data, and no reason why they shouldn't, the Gardaí will have a far better idea as to where to focus their resources, especially during the mandatory 30 minutes. The road safety auditors and engineers need it too, says Sheila. We'll leave it there. There's huge interest in this for obvious reasons. For the moment, we'll leave it there. Barry Ward of Fine Gael, Pat Daly of Sinn Féin. Thank you both very much.